When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17. You there, you're under 17, yes, yes, I can see you. Go somewhere else. We'll wait. Okay.
Hey, Leonard, how you doing? I'm back.
Hello, Mr. Executive Producer Boss Type Person. Welcome back. How was your trip to Japan?
It was fantastic, Leonard. We saw so many amazing things. Mm. We saw Shibuya at night with all the lights and everything, and we saw Shinjuku with all its lights and all the shopping, and we saw, you know, Ueno Park. It was filled with cherry blossoms. And Leonard, what happened to all the studio equipment? There's nothing there. Where's my stuff?
You know, listen, that's a really amusing story associated with that.
I'm sure there is. No, spill it.
Well, you know how you feel about people smoking in the production studio?
Yeah, I don't like them doing it because it makes all the equipment stink.
Yes, well, it was unseasonably cold while you were away, as you may have known. Yeah. And, well, you know, Steve and I were kind of jonesing for a smoke while we were doing some production work.
Yeah.
And, well, we thought it would be all right if we smoked a couple of cigarettes.
You smoked a couple of cigarettes in the...
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, you know, but it kind of turned into a few packs.
Packs? Oh, for God's sake,
sorry,
Leonard.
Sorry, you know how I am with my nicotine fits.
Anyway,
the computers and the equipment all started to get a bit stinky.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And so I opened the window to air things out, and it didn't quite get rid of the smell, and then I realized we were going to be in some kind of trouble.
Well, I mean...
And that's when Steve kind of freaked a little.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he went from realizing we had to somehow deodorize the room to being convinced that you were going to come back from Japan and kill us with a chainsaw.
Oh, dear.
So he ran out and bought a whole bunch of sort of industrial-strength deodorizing liquid and poured it into all the equipment.
Oh, my God.
And it's surprising how flammable that can be. And then he kind of erased the show we prepared for last week because he thought it had incriminating smells on it.
God damn it, Leonard. That was the best show we ever did. I was going to surprise the audience with that. It had the Transformers Rejects and Stephen Hawking and Peter Frampton as the guest stars. That took hours to put together.
I'm sorry. You know how he gets.
Where is he now? I want to talk to him.
Well, he's committed right now. I have him kind of in a hospital and heavily medicated.
How did you get him in there?
I just physically wrestled him into the building.
Wow, I'm impressed. He's like five times your size. Yeah. You're the only one here.
Yeah, well.
So we have no equipment now, so I have to do the show somehow without any recording equipment.
No, I didn't say that. For perhaps you've noticed that the walls in this room are covered with curtains here, so if you'll just allow me for a moment to show you.
Whoa.
You like that? That's your brand new studio. Whoa. Look at that, would you? Good old resourceful Leonard replaced all your equipment with brand spanking new stuff.
My God, you did this all by yourself?
Yep.
And no help from the rest of the cast either?
That's right, Buster.
And you're sure you didn't use a huge anonymous PayPal donation?
Absolutely. Aw, crap, you knew.
Of course I know. The accounts are all in my name.
All right, I used the money that incredibly generous fan of yours sent in.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I also promised him I'd be less verbose in the intro and the outro. So why don't we get this show on the road? Man the equipment, Leonard.
Okie dokie!
Let's see. Where's that? That's, where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Here's that.
Right.
Okay.
April 13th, 2007. You're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
A go!
Ooh, power. I like the way that sounds.
Yahoo!
All right, well, let's get
all right. Hold it.
What's happening?
Jesus! Jesus! Stop it!
I think I'm still learning how to use this.
Give me that.
That's right, you heard right. Welcome back to Technical Difficulties after a one... after a 2-week hiatus. And, well, here I am. I'm back from Tokyo safe and sound. The plane took off and landed, no problem. Came back, no problem. I had a blast in Tokyo. I'll tell you about that in bits and pieces over the next few weeks. And if you go over to the Kai and Chris Conroy website, KaiandChrisConroy.com, you'll be able to see pictures there of some of the cool places I got to go. Wasn't an entirely successful trip for my wife, Susan, who unfortunately suffered a couple of injuries related to her kind of walking around and having bad joints and knees and a bad back. And we both caught a dilly of a cold. Oh boy, those Japanese colds are not to be messed with. That's why they wear those masks. They're serious about it. And apart from that, I came home to the most amazing, well, shortly after I came home, we got the most amazing, wonderful, incredible surprise, which I will tell you about at the end of the program. And so, see you on the other side. This week's episode of Technical Difficulties is brought to you by Transcontinental Airlines, the airline of choice for screaming children everywhere. Yes, no matter where you are on the plane or what you're trying to do, there will always be a child screaming. If you've ever asked yourself how many parents could there possibly be in this world who need to take their colicky babies on a 13-hour flight from Chicago to Tokyo, well, now you know. It's dozens. It's Transcontinental Airlines. We thought of the children. Also brought to you by Bachmann's noise-canceling headphones. Yes, the ultimate in noise-canceling comfort. Wear them on an airplane, the screaming children, the motor noise, and even your own thoughts will be completely drowned out. You'll just be left with utter, utter silence. The silence of the void. That's Bachmann's noise-canceling headphones. What? And start. 4 seconds. All right, ready, and go. 2, 3, 4, 5. And start. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.5.
What is it that you're timing exactly?
Nothing. 2, 3. 3 seconds, that's a new record.
Oh, God, you're boring.
How I detest you. How I rue the day I was ever saddled in a business with the likes of you.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
No, they wouldn't. They would have to be huge. They'd be more like branches and boulders.
Fine, branches and boulders could break my shoulders.
I bet they could, too.
Yes, you're right, and they would.
30 seconds. Oh, boy, I'm really slipping.
Oh, God, this interminable boredom. If only something came in to break up the monotony.
Hold it right there, federal agent. You're under investigation for running a monotony.
Damn your antitrust laws.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Now look, this business here is floundering. We run the only crisis management center / coffee house in the entire county. Now, when was the last time we had an actual crisis?
I believe it was in 2005.
Yes, that's right.
Well, what happened exactly?
Well, we ran out of coffee.
And how did we deal with it?
I took $10 out of petty cash and I went and bought some more.
And I'm proud of how all three of us handled that little instance, but we can't rest on laurels like that forever.
I'm just proud of us and how we managed to let a joke about a floundering business and resting on laurels go by without turning them into lousy puns.
Look, we don't have time for that. We need a crisis.
A crisis, and we need one now.
Perhaps not having a crisis is our crisis.
Yeah, it's too much like that. It's so hard to write an essay, so I'll write an essay about how so hard it is to write an essay, that sort of thing. I can't stand those.
That's stupid essay.
Yeah, no, that'll never work. Look, we need something with meat on its bones for us to really sink our teeth into and get the... Wait, look over there.
What?
It's Timmy Peterson. What? He's running right towards the building. And how does he look? He looks a bit... What did you say, flustered?
I think that looks more like a tizzy to me.
I was going to say discombobulated, but he's moving his hips the wrong way.
Yes, well, put down all three and let's see what's obdurating the little rapscallion.
Sheriff Whittaker!
What's wrong? Tell me. Speak, Timmy. Speak. Is the bridge out? Has Timmy fallen down the well? Did the bridge fall down the well onto Timmy? Speak, tell me.
No, sir. It's Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Black Betty had a child, bam-a-lam. Damn thing gone wild, bam-a-lam.
Good Lord, he's developed ram-jam syndrome. Quick, give him something to eat before he swallows his own tongue.
What'll you have, son?
Well, I think I'll have a coffee, bam-a-lam, then maybe a cheesecake, bam-a-lam, then give me one of them donuts, bam-a-lam.
Ram-jam syndrome is caused by listening to entirely too much classic rock radio. Symptoms include, but are not limited to, depression, feelings of inadequacy, lack of coordination and motor skills, grimacing during guitar solos, split kicks, afros on white men, driving all night, hands wet on the wheel, glebin, globin, glubin, globin, and throwing the horns. If you're suffering from any of these symptoms, consult your doctor immediately. Go into his office and say, Doc, it hurts when I do this. He should say, then don't do that, and you'll both have a hearty laugh.
Come on in.
Doc, it hurts when I do this.
Not as much as this does, I bet.
Oh! my nards!
Shovel to the Nards Hospital. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, son, what do you say we go outside and kick the old baseball around the yard?
Gee, I'd love to, but I've got all this paperwork, and not to mention the dishes and the laundry and at least six different types of unanesthetized bowel surgery that I'd rather have than spend any time with you.
Aw, come on, spare some quality minutes with your old father.
Oh, you're not my father? I don't have a father.
Oh, you're just saying that because of all the years of neglect and abuse.
You're darn tootin' I am. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some tedious work to do, stranger.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Here, here's something funny you'll like. Here, watch this. Ready? Ready? Here, come here, come here, come on. Here, ready? Got your nose. Oh, see, got your nose.
Dad, that stopped being funny when I was two. You've done that every day of my life, and I'm 35 years old. You could at least come up with something more original.
All right, well, hang on, son. Now, here's one you haven't seen before, okay? Ready? Yeah, ready? Okay, ready? Got your soul. There, see? What do you think of that? Look, I got your soul right here. It's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, that's when you didn't expect it. Dad, dear, are you turning the boy into a zombie again?
It's just a joke, Mother. I mean, just a little bit of fun I'm having with the boy.
How many times do I have to tell you don't turn the children into zombies? We have cable television. That's what it's for.
Oh, all right, Mother. Okay, here's your soul back, son.
Are you all right, dear?
I've seen the darkest veil of the void.
That's lovely, dear. Well, dinner will be ready in about 5 minutes, so if you could please get over your metaphysical angst by then, it would be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, Mom.
Family. Because you'll always need someone to blame.
Meanwhile, back in Middle Earth.
Gratz? Gratz? Gratz, where are you?
Oi.
Gratz?
Oi, I'm over here now.
Oh, there you are. Look, where have you been, Gratz? I've been looking for you for ages.
I've been here. It's where I always am, you know. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, Tuesday's the day I go fishing.
You go fishing here?
Yeah.
This is just a pothole with some mud at the bottom of it.
Well...
Where's your fishing rod?
No, I didn't say it was easy, all right? Besides, I only do it for contemplative purposes. I'm just out here to enjoy, you know, the ambience.
You're contemplating the ambience of the plains of Golgoroth?
Yeah.
It's a bloody wasteland.
Well, it's got kind of a, you know, rough-hewn sort of, you know, sparse beauty. It's... What? Look, what do you want?
Oh, we're supposed to, like, get our weapons and go to the Black Gate.
What for?
It says here, we're supposed to go meet the army of Gondor.
Oh, yeah? Is it like a party or something?
No, we're supposed to fight them. That's why I got the weapons.
Oh, the weapons, yeah. Okay, I got it, yeah. But I don't understand why that's a big problem they're going to be over at the Black Gate. I mean, I've seen it. Not, they can only go through one at a time. Huh? It's just like, why don't we just get them as they come through the gate?
What are you talking about?
Well, the Black Gate. I mean, I was over there this morning looking at it, you know. Came through it to come over here, you know. It's not very big.
No, that's not the Black Gate. No,
It is. Like, I've seen it. I came through it this morning. In fact, it looks like someone painted it black just a week ago.
No, that's just a Black Gate. That's not the Black Gate.
No, I saw it.
No, it's the big gate out front, you know. The big, you know, the spiky one.
The great huge spiky gate out front is the Black Gate.
Yeah, that's the Black Gate of Mordor.
Oh.
What do you think it was called?
Well, I just thought it was called the Big Spiky Gate out front.
Oh, well, just get your weapons together and let's go, alright?
Shall I go get the other two?
What other two?
The two little geezers. Yeah? The one who came by earlier. These two little blokes came by earlier and they asked me if I knew which way the Crack of Doom was, so I sent them over. I see you've matured very much all these years, Beryl.
Sorry, it's just that the Crack of Doom makes me laugh, that's all.
I know, yeah, you always laugh.
Gratz, what happens when the Witch King bends over?
Yeah, I know, you see the Crack
of Doom.
Look, Beryl, that was funny when I was like five.
I'm sorry. All right, look, just get your stuff together, all right? We've got to get over there and fight, like, the human army.
All right.
iTunes review. For technical difficulties. A prime example of pod fade. Mr. Conroy's once funny podcast has lapsed into inane leftist humor and now down to the lowest common denominator of geeky obsessiveness and catering to fans of popular movie franchises in a cynical attempt to cash in. 1 star. I would go lower, but like the fascists at Amazon, I'm not allowed to give negative numbers.
Honey, I have bad news. The dog chewed up your Grand Moff Tarkin action figure.
What? No! That's impossible!
Oh, for the love of God, please don't make me do this. Oh, all right. Assert your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! I'll never join you.
Yes, yes, dear. Now, if you could get dressed, we still have to go out to dinner with the Torkelsons.
I don't suppose I could get you to put your Princess Leia slave outfit on.
Hell no, not the droid you're looking for.
Oh, well, move along.
Coming soon, a Technical Difficulties original movie.
General, we have a situation.
Good God, man, what is it?
Back at the control center, there's flashy lights all over the big thing, and it's making whoop-whoop noises.
Good God. That's bad, right?
I have no idea, sir. All I know is that the loud noises are frightening the soldiers.
What do I do? It's freaking me out. I don't know what to do.
Just press the button on it, some. Just make it stop.
I don't want to touch anything. What if I break it?
You guys, would you do something? It's giving me a headache.
A renegade cop, 15 soldiers, commanding officers, and the beautiful scientist who brought them all together. They don't know what to do. They've lost the manual.
All my scientific training is useless.
5 years at the FBI didn't prepare me for this. You're the scientist. What do you think we should do?
Well, what... Let's unplug it.
We can't. It's hardwired to the wall.
Damn you, technology!
The situation. What would you do?
Maybe we should just have lunch delivered.
You want to eat here?
Yeah, I'm sort of getting used to the noise now.
Well, there's the treatment trailer, ladies and gentlemen. The situation, we have budgeted it for $95 million, which we think is pretty reasonable, and it's slated for an October release.
How exactly did we greenlight this project?
The same way we always do, Tom. We take meds away from homeless people and ask.
Now, Mr. Insane Person, would you pay good money to see a movie like this?
I would pay good money to see money like this. I would see it now. I'm seeing it now. I'm paying for it now.
How's the concept research coming, Denise?
The movie idea made him have a seizure, sir.
I smell blockbuster.
That's not what I'm smelling.
So, standard practice, really. No pre-screening for critics, into the theaters for a Halloween release, and out in 2 weeks.
Yes, but do you think it will be a hit?
Oh, good God, no. It'll be a complete flop. But due to a flashing and ephemeral marketing campaign, we'll get just enough people into the theaters for it to be just unprofitable enough that we can write it off using arcane business practices against slightly more profitable and less profitable movies that we've released earlier in the year. And that will do wonders for our bottom line.
Ah, Ted, were we always this cynical?
Oh, good God, Denise, no. It took us years to get this bad. I'm proud of our progress.
And so, sometime later...
Did you see the movie The Situation?
Yeah, I saw it.
And what did you think?
It sucked.
You paid full ticket price?
Yeah.
Bought popcorn, concessions, soda?
Yeah.
Did you ask for your money back?
No.
Did you buy the video game tie-in?
Yeah.
And how did you like that?
It sucked.
Did you return it?
No.
Did you buy the special edition director's cut DVD when it came out so you could watch the extras?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
So all told, you've spent over $100 on an entertainment experience you thoroughly loathed and never asked for a dime back.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you for doing your part to keep our economy strong, sir.
God bless America.
Technical Difficulties would like to salute the American entertainment-consuming public. You sacrifice your enjoyment to keep our nation strong. Thanks. Well, there you go, folks. This has been Technical Difficulties, techdiff.com. I've been your host, Kyan Chris Conroy, wrote, produced, and performed the whole ding-dang thing. I want to thank all of you who have supported me financially over the last 2 years by sending in PayPal donations for the new computer, because I have it. I have a brand new computer here, and the reason I have it is because, unbelievably, an anonymous donor, not anonymous to me, but anonymous, one would like to remain anonymous, sent me over $1,000 to buy a new computer. My God, I feel like I've paid for the show. Like, the show has paid for itself, and all my hard work finally, you know, came to fruition with this. And so I want to thank this person in particular, who did an unbelievable donation. And so you're going to see the whole quality of the show improve, the whole recording quality, the whole writing quality, everything improve, because I just want to live up to the donation I just got. I mean, maybe that doesn't sound like much, but it does. It means everything to me. And I'm looking at my new 20-inch Intel-powered iMac. Oh, it's lovely. It's such a lovely thing. I'm touching it even as we speak. It's got a lot more horsepower, and I've got no hiccups now. I'm recording smoothly, and it sounds fantastic. And also, Professor BX of MCVL, formerly of MCVL, is moving back to town, and he's moving in with me for a while, and I'm going to be borrowing lots of his audio equipment, and we're going to embark on an experiment to see just how good we can make this show sound with a home studio. So you're going to be hearing a lot more writing, better quality comedy, and better sounding quality comedy very, very soon. So if you'd like to send me a Gmail, that's techdiff@gmail.com, If you'd like to donate to the PayPal account so I can continue to upgrade this computer and equipment and software, that's over at techdiff@tcinternet.net, or you can go over to techdiff.com to find the PayPal donation button. The trip to Japan was an absolute blast. If you head over to cayennechrisconroy.com, you'll be able to see lots of cool pictures starting this weekend. If they're not there right away, well, you know, keep checking back and you'll see more. I'll have a Japanese photo blog section right at the top that you can click on. And if you're wondering why I'm blowing through the end here, it's because I promised my new patron who donated the money for the computer that I would keep the ending nice, short, and sweet and stop rambling on incessantly, which is probably a good thing for everyone concerned. And also, by the way, check out uncomfortable-questions.com. That's my wife Susan's podcast. Channelsurfingwipeout.com. That's our video podcast. There'll be a new one of those very, very soon. And like that. So anyway, catch you guys all next week. Send me comments. Send me mail. Send money if you must. But I got my computer, so I'm a happy, happy man. Thank you all so much. You guys, all your money pooled together, and I've got the coolest computer in the whole wide world. It's so wonderful. Okay, see you next week. Bye.
Technical Difficulties is a Shovel to the Nards production.
You're listening to Friday Follies. Jokes, laughs, and guffaws to tickle your funny bone on the Mutual Audio Network. Join us tomorrow morning on Mutual for Saturday's Story Circle. Bring the kids, your coloring books, and crayons, and get the whole family into a great start to the day with audio cartoons. You can always subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of audio drama that fits your fancy. Or discover Saturday Story Circle in your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.